Innocence Project director Rachel Berg says the $1.5 million grant will be a game changer. In the past, she said, forensic analysis wasn't advanced enough to crack many of the project's cases.
Back in the 80s and 90s, primarily, we needed some kind of fluid to do DNA testing, blood, semen, saliva, things like that.
But now, Berg says more sensitive testing is available to analyze samples of hair or fabric. And Berg says the grant will be used for forensic genealogy. That's the emerging field of using a relative's DNA to map out a genetic family tree that's used to exclude or identify suspects. Innocence Project investigators recently used forensic genealogy to exonerate David Bintz of a decades-old Green Bay murder. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.